Okay, guys. Injury-wise, the only non-participant today was Mike Thomas, and he'll be doubtful for the game. Everybody else was full.
So, who's the Mike Thomas? Excuse me. Sorry about that, Art.
Yeah, come on, Gary.
So will Mark Barron start this game?
Yeah, that's we feel good. He's gone the last couple of days, Gary. He felt good today. We had a couple full-speed periods, and then we kind of tempoed it back towards the end. But Mark's feeling good, and like we've talked about in the past, I think the weather being so nice out here, I think that does play a factor in terms of his health and the games that he did miss, and we're optimistic, and we're feeling good about his availability.
Yeah, Sean, over here. Hey, is this your chance, besides the obvious of advancing in playoffs, to make a mark in this city, to make, you have the whole landscape to yourself now, the playoffs, LA loves winners. Is this you see this as even a bigger opportunity than just football?
I think it's a great opportunity for our organization and for our team. And we talked about this, Bill, really, when we first got here is our job is to try to give this city a consistent team that you put a good product out on the field. And I think to our players' credit and to our coaches, they've done a nice job with that. And to be in games like this is a great opportunity where you're the only game on a Saturday night in the Coliseum. And it's certainly something that we embrace. And we talk about seizing the moment, but we know it's going to be a great challenge against the defending NFC champs. But I think the season has kind of provided a great opportunity for the city to continue to demonstrate and show their support for us. You look at the atmospheres, and I think as the season has gone on, the atmospheres in that Coliseum have gotten progressively better. So we're excited, and we're hopeful that fans will come out and be cheering, and you feel that home field advantage with that opportunity that we do have.
Sean, to follow that up, have you noticed any type of different focus from your players or anything that's different from the regular season as a staff? How do you try not to let them get too ramped up?
Yeah, I think, Steve, one thing that we don't try to shy away from is what's at stake. And we certainly know that this is you win, you continue on, and if you don't, then your season ends. So that is something that, you don't shy away from. But in terms of our weekly rhythm, our weekly process, we've kept it very consistent. But I think what served us well is that we've got a lot of confident players. They expect to play to the best of their ability. And, we're excited. We're not going to shy away from it, but we do have a whole lot of respect for the Falcons. We know what's at stake, and I think that's where you stay consistent, but you don't shy away from an opportunity to play in big time games like this that they've earned.
And also, Sean, since week 9, the play of Jared Goff, especially the efficiency, the touchdown interception ratio, what has worked so well? Has it been him, or has it been a function of the offense, everybody else, guys like Sammy Watkins, all kind of getting on the same page?
Yeah, anytime that you see success from the quarterback position, I think it's a credit to him and his teammates. And, I think Matt LaFleur and Greg Olsen have done an excellent job as well. We always talk about becoming an extension of the coaching staff, Steve, and I think Jared progressively has done that. And he understands the intent of the play calls, what we're trying to get done. And I think that's also a reflection of the unit. You talk about being able to have all 5 starters up front start every game together, the continuity that they've been able to establish. We've got really smart, skilled players that understand and give us the variety to do a couple different things and present different looks, to defenses. But, it's a credit to our offense, but certainly it starts with Jared making great decisions, doing a good job distributing the ball, and that ball should go wherever the coverage dictates, kind of based on the concept. And, the maturity that he's demonstrated for a second-year player is certainly exciting. We can always continue to improve, but Jared has done a great job, and, we feel good about Jared.
Hey, Sean, did Kevin Peterson's performance on Sunday prompt you to take a longer look at him going into this game, or would you still lean toward Troy Hill on the outside?
Well, I think what it does, Alden, is it lets you feel very confident in the 4 corners that you're going to have up for this game. And that the variety of different things that Atlanta can present personnel grouping-wise and some of the sub-packages that we'll get into, if Kevin needs to go, then he'll be ready to, and I think he can draw on last week as a way to, kind of build that confidence. And he's been a guy that's consistently, whether it be training camp or even out at practices, he kind of has a knack for getting his hands on the ball, and you certainly feel him and just what he's been able to do. But then you also take into account, you look at what a great job Troy Hill's done with his opportunities, how well he played in Seattle, made some big plays in Tennessee when he had to, and then obviously with Nickell and with Tremaine, that's a good group of 4. And then the availability of LaMarcus to be versatile and kind of play both, that's something that I think our coaching staff has done a great job developing that depth, and that's a credit to Aubrey.
Hey, Coach, not that I want you to give away your game plan, but schematically, do you adjust to what the Atlanta Falcons want to do, or are you going to run your game plan and your team and have them adjust to you?
Yeah, I think the one thing is you sure have a lot of respect for the Falcons and what they present, and You know, for us offensively, you always want to be mindful of what you've run, but we're always going to try to do things that are, you know, favorable for us based on what the defense presents, whether that's from a front standpoint or from a coverage standpoint. It might be some things that we've already put on tape, and then you always try to add some different wrinkles. But it's about, you know, our ability to execute, and I think that's what makes them so special defensively, is that a lot of times, you know, they're very regulated on some of those early downs, but what makes them elite is their understanding and their ability to play fundamentally sound, tackle well, pursue to the football, and then they match things up where every single yard that you get is hard-earned. So it's a great challenge, but I would say it's a combination of both. But offensively, you always want to try to kind of be the attacker and put them on their heels, but easier said than done, and we'll see if we can do that on Saturday.
Sean, when you talk about the Atlanta defense, what stands out about the defense?
Yeah, I think overall what stands out about them is just their team speed. You know, you look at it, they know what's going on, but when you look at their front, their linebackers, their secondary, everybody on that field can run. They have a very clear-cut understanding of what they're trying to get done and how they want to match certain concepts, whether that be in the pass game or how they want to fit certain things up in the run game. So very fundamentally sound. I think that's kind of a staple of Dan Quinn-led defense, and then Marquand Manuel in his first year as a coordinator has done an excellent job, and you've got a lot of respect for these guys.
Sean, I don't know if I've ever asked you this, but are you a big like pregame speech guy?
What would you guess? You know,
I would guess yes.
I think that the answer is dependent upon the feel for the team, but sometimes I can't help myself. I get a little excited, you know, but so yes. I would say this. You don't think a whole lot about it. The players are ready to go. You know, they're going to bring it. This is an atmosphere and an environment that we're excited about the opportunity to play. And I think some of our best performances are when you just say, you guys are ready to go, and now let's just go get it done. You know, it's not really any words or motivation. I think throughout the week we want to be that process-driven team. And, you know, sometimes we'll get a little bit excited, but that's something that you don't really predetermine. You kind of just go with the moment, and I think that comes off better anyways.
Okay, so my follow-up was whether or not you've thought about what you're going to say before the first playoff game. Is that anything?
No, you know what? I think what's important is we talk about throughout the course of the week, you know, the things that we think are the keys to the game, how we want to do things throughout the course of the week. And then when it gets time for that game, those players will be ready to go. I keep saying Sunday because I feel like it's Friday in my mind, but Saturday at 5:15, and sometimes, you know, they don't need to hear any sort of rah-rah. They're just ready to kick off and go do it.
To that point, Sean, there are a lot of coaches, especially this time of year, who might bring in a motivational speaker, be it someone from the military, whatever. Any plans on doing anything like that?
You know, we've done that in the previous couple weeks. I think, you know, you always want to be careful. You want to make sure that you utilize that to your advantage, but you don't want to ever have your message get watered down. And we've had an opportunity to have a couple special guest speakers that have come, and they're people that are very much in alignment with some of the core beliefs, some of the core philosophies that we do have. A couple weeks back, we had Inky Johnson come talk to us, who Jack McClendon played with in college at Tennessee, and he's got a great story. He and I are both from the Atlanta area, but he's got a great demeanor, great disposition. It was a great message that he said to our team, and it just so happened that it coincided right after the Philadelphia loss, and some of the things that he really emphasized, you know, really were relevant to us at the time, and I thought it was really good for us to hear from, you know, from him. And then another guy that we've spent some time with is John Gordon, who, the power of positive leadership, he's done some different things with coaches before, and you know, you just talk about how to help people reach their highest potential. But for this one right now, we don't have anything like that planned, but certainly, it's not something that's you know, a final decision by any regards.